61 degrees. 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. Got the WGCH National News Report coming up on the hour at 9, hour at 8, I should say. I'll be back with our top local stories at 8:05. And then at 8:21, we've got our monthly segment with the Greenwich Boy Scouts. Chris Roller with the Greenwich Council Senior District Executive will be in, along with board member Louisa Green. WGCH Sioux Center time is 7:52, and first Thursday of the month means State Representative Livy Florin. Good morning, Representative. How are you today?
I am good, Tony. How are you doing?
Good. We missed you in July, so hope you had a good summer.
I did. I had a wonderful summer. Thank you for asking.
Sure, and I understand you met the new superintendent.
I did. I called her up a couple of weeks ago and asked for a meeting, which she granted me immediately, and I went down to Havemeyer and just chatted with her, and I'm impressed. And I think the most impressive thing, well, first of all, she loves what she's doing. You can just tell that. But she loves Greenwich, and she's happy to be here. Her husband teaches physics at the high school, at Greenwich High School, and her two adult sons live in Milford. So I think we have a superintendent for keeps.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens, as they say.
I know.
All right. You're saying that the governor's holding bonding hostage for tolls.
I think he is. I mean, we have only had two bond commission meetings since January when he came into office. There should have been eight of them. In those two, we did 90% of the transportation infrastructure needs for this year. So it's doable within authorized funds. So I think we should go back. There are three more on the calendar. We have a meeting scheduled for this month and for next month and for December. And we have a lot of authorized funds that only need to be allocated. And these are things that our municipalities are counting on. Town aid road, construction, small town economic assistance, the Urban Act. And right here in Greenwich, we have money that has been promised, authorized, and agreed to for the Bruce Museum and for Hill House. And all it does is needs to be put on an agenda and moved.
Okay, so with the debt diet, there should not be a meeting diet then?
No. I mean, this is starvation. This is not a diet. This is totally under the bond cap. Everyone has agreed to it. And he's just asking for another $100 million for infrastructure. And Pat Miller and I, who, you know, are in charge of this bond bill together, bipartisanly, we told him how we can do it within existing funds. And we could trim a little bit here and a little bit there, stay under the bond cap, give him his $100 million, and get on with it.
All right. And Pat Miller from Stamford. Mm-hmm. Unfunded liabilities, teacher pensions.
Well, teacher pensions have been underfunded, as you know. And to me, promises made must be promises kept. And we have now done in our this new budget, we are going to extend the repayment period to from 20,032 to 20,046. Now this adds an additional almost $16 billion to the debt, but it gets the job done. The teachers agreed to it, and they're professionals. We should treat them with respect, and they deserve the security that they've earned. So there you have it. I think all new hires, though, have to come in at a different pension plan.
Okay, I'm going to tie this a little bit into tolls because there's been talk that they've been diverting money from the transportation fund to fund pensions. Is that right?
I don't believe so. They diverted the sales tax revenue. That was the only thing that I know about, and that did not pay teacher pensions. It balanced the budget, though.
Okay, the Coastal Caucus Formation on Climate Change.
Oh, I am so excited about this. All of the communities along the Sound have been asked to join this Coastal Caucus, and I signed up immediately because we are going to be meeting with the Connecticut Institute for Climate Change and Adaptation, which is out at UConn's Avery Point campus, and we're going to be working with DEEP and the Commissioner, Katie Dykes, to just finally, in a unified way, address the needs of the shoreline in our state. And I think it's just amazing. So,
all right. And we talked to Vin DeMarco the other day about the Valley Jam coming up Saturday.
Oh, yes, at noon. It'll go from noon to 7. This is our second annual. And You mentioned earlier, I heard you mention that Peter Tesi was going to be honored, and that is true. And then we have a surprise guest, and that's exciting.
Okay, good. And Bruce Museum event coming up on Sunday, the
8th. Sunday at noon also. And that's they're going to have all kinds of trucks out there because they're starting their construction, you know, the expansion, and all kinds of games and events and food trucks for young people. So that'll be another community fair, and it'll be very similar to what we have with the Junior League for Touch a Truck, but this has no cost.
Okay, between that and the work going on with Eversource, lots of trucks in that area then.
Lots of trucks.
All right.
Lots of pavement, lots of wires, lots of poles, but lots of progress.
Okay.
Works.
And on a somber note, next Thursday is the 18th anniversary of 9/11, and there'll be two ceremonies in town.
You know, I think it's maybe Wednesday.
Wednesday. I apologize. Yes.
No. It is. It's the 18th anniversary, and the Coss Cobb Park ceremonies at 6, and the Glenville Fire Company annual ceremony and remembrance is at 7.
Okay, and do you get to both?
You know, I don't get to Coss Cobb. I just can't get through the traffic and get to Glenville by 7, and Glenville's my home district, so I attend that.
Okay, fantastic. State Representative Libby Florin has joined me now, and Representative, thanks very much.
Thank you. Talk to you next month.
Okay.
Bye.
And next week, we will speak with State Representative Stephen Meskers, second Thursday of the month. WGCH New Center Time is 7:58. We'll check traffic and weather together in 30 seconds.
Hall of Fame catcher Johnny Bench for Blue Emu. Hemp oil is everywhere, but not